This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hello there. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. Glad you're joining us all over the country and all over the world on the World Wide Web. Glad to have you here to make a little news and see what's going on throughout the country right now. I'm here with my regular co-host, Ronna Gray. Ronna, good morning, good afternoon, whenever listeners are happening to listen to us.
Exactly.
Glad to have you here today.
Glad to be here.
And Leo Honeycutt, noted national author who's here with us on regular occasions. Leo, glad to have you today.
I'm glad to be here. The man about town, and I'm sitting here with you.
We're not about town here. Hey, good news, by the way. Really excited about this. We've picked up a new station, one of the largest stations on the East Coast, WWDC. That's 101.7 FM in Washington, D.C., Silver Spring, Alexandria market. A lot of listeners up that way are tuning in for the first time on the Common Sense Show. Glad to have you with us. We have some fun. Talk about the news, but do it in a lighthearted manner. Glad you're joining us here for the next couple of hours. Gosh, I'm sure the president is getting ready to tweet something he hears on this show. Obviously, he's not going to miss a chance to listen to the Common Sense Show directly over 101.7 FM. And so, I want to tell the folks putting the show together, if you hear from the president, let me know, beep. I mean, we're very busy. I'm not sure we can work him in. We'll try to rearrange our schedule and let the president come on. So, Ronna, watch the board. If you hear if you see a tweet from the president, he's dying to get on the show. We'll try our best.
I just want to let him know it's at Jim Brown LA is how he can tweet directly in your ear there.
And our website's radiocommonsense.com, where you'll see our guest list, see who's on the show, and read weekly columns that we put up, and just have some fun on that website again. RadioCommonSense.com. I'll tell you, it's been almost a week ago, but the college football world is still puzzling over the huge upset by Clemson over Alabama, the University of Alabama, in the national championship game this past Monday.
Wow, that was a blowout. Who could believe that actually happened?
Well, I think I'm stunned, and particularly when Saban was favored, the Alabama Crimson Tide with Coach Nick Saban, the most disciplined coach in football. Ronna, you worked with him when he was down here in the South at LSU, didn't you, Sumner?
I did. I produced his weekly TV coaches show.
Wow.
And radio shows, too. We had a lot of fun. He has a Halloween birthday, so we were sometimes having radio shows around his birthday. He is the most disciplined coach I've ever encountered. He used to always tell us that his weight never changed since he was in college, because he just woke up every morning, weighed himself. If he was a pound heavier, he couldn't have his Little Debbie cookies for the day. That was his favorite. Then that's what I mean. The man has a routine that does not change, and for a long time that routine has included winning big games, especially in the second half. I think we were all surprised last week to see that.
He usually does go in at halftime, and he kicks some butt, and they come out, and that's when they historically won the 14 games, you know, that they won in a row, and then until this. And it's just, when he looking at him on the sidelines, it's almost like he was detached. We didn't see any hostility, or we didn't see any anger on his part.
Well, I like him, but make no mistake, we should, instead of talking about Coach Saban now, we should be talking about Clemson, because they came to win, and they deserve that win.
No doubt about it. Saban is noted for making the changes necessary to win. I didn't see him make any changes in that game. It seemed like they kind of plodded on or just tried to get to the end of the whole thing. So, in any event, that game will be analyzed by college fans. fans for not months but years to come, and it was a huge upset, and it was a great football game for you football fans out there. We've got a big weekend coming up today with the playoffs between yesterday and today, and so there's still a little bit more football left for you fans. Golden Globe Awards. Did you all watch the Golden Globe Awards this last week?
Oh, I watched every minute of it.
Bohemian Rhapsody. I love that music.
Queen.
Queen. I love the Queen music albums. I saw Queen in person out in Las Vegas here a few years back.
Not the Queen, but Queen and Freddie Mercury.
Well, it surprised everybody by sweeping all the awards. Did you see Lady Gaga come out in a dress? I think the train went back for about a block back. That light blue, beautiful dress. But, boy, she really had the train on there, didn't she?
Beautiful dress, beautiful blue dress, and beautiful blue hair to match it, as only Lady Gaga can do in making a show there. And she won as well for writing the best original song from Star Is Born.
Leo, I'll put you in charge. Get Lady Gaga on the show next week, if you will.
I'm looking up her number now. It's in here somewhere.
As soon as you start talking about Queen, Leo was over there pouring a cup of tea, and that's why I had to speak up and say, no, Freddie Mercury.
Not the Queen.
I didn't watch it at all, but I did see Glenn Close's comments in the aftermath, which were sensational. I thought she did. Got a standing ovation.
She was so good, and considering the fact that she looked like one of the only people that was genuinely surprised to win.
Yeah.
And then she gave the best speech ever. Yep. That really is talent.
I didn't miss her speech. What did she say that was so memorable?
Well, she just said that, you know, she remembered her mom and how she had spent her whole life basically in deference to her father. And while, you know, that was that generation, you know, she just wishes that her mother had had more of a chance to break out. And she, you know, she said, nobody, male or female, should let anybody dictate to them to the point to where they quashed their dreams, and that her mother did have dreams.
And she won for a show called The Wife, which she said it took 14 years to get made. And she said, I think it's because it was called The Wife. That was basically the reason. But it was a strong women's empowerment talk that was very well received, especially in that program. And I think it was just all spontaneous, and she was really, really good.
And she was crying through it. But the whole point is that I didn't really get the feeling that she was only, like, giving the marching orders to women only. I think it was just a general, like, we all need to not let people get in our way or become roadblocks in our own dreams and hopes.
I agree with you. I think so. There was a lot of talk about women, though, just as there has been other talk at these award shows in the past about racial diversity. I think the women were kind of owning the night on this. And rightly so.
And moving on, we've got so much to cover. You know, it's carnival time down in the deep south. The Mardi Gras is starting to take over. Unbelievable. People can't believe that we're having a celebration that just is pre-Lenten season that goes on for weeks. We started on January the 6th. It goes through all of January, all of February. When is Mardi Gras this year?
March 5th or 6th, whichever that Tuesday is.
It's kind of later. A little bit later.
It's the first week in March, and it's incredible. You're right, Jim. This is a very long carnival season.
And if you folks ever have a chance to get to New Orleans, you can pick about any weekend because there's a huge parade that goes through the French Quarter and all the downtown. As it gets closer to Mardi Gras, a whole number of parades going on for 6 or 7 month carnival season. Some people say, well, that's the problem with Louisiana. Let the good times roll. But they get diverted from dealing with their other problems that sucks so much of the wind out with Mardi Gras. But it is going on. We eat king cakes down here. If you haven't eaten a king cake.
Oh, yeah, as if all the food we ate during the Christmas season wasn't enough.
And you sure
right.
Now we have glorified cinnamon rolls that are the size of tires covered with frosting.
And people say they would like to live in a place that has the different seasons of the year. And boy, does Louisiana have the seasons. We are in a long 2 month carnival season. We've got to hurry up and get that past us because then we've got to move into crawfish season, which will last almost until football season.
That's right.
So we do love the seasons down here.
Well, there's great seasons all over the country. We're going to start talking about some of those in the weeks to come because there's so many interesting things to do. You make a little planning, and maybe it's not too far for you. You get the kids and get in the car and drive and take it all in. We'll talk some more about those in the weeks to come. Hey, we've got to take a little break right now. Listen, go to our website at radiocommonsense.com if you want to see the full schedule. I wrote a column this week about the emphasis on college football versus where the money should be going in sports and athletics. You may want to take a look at it again, radiocommonsense.com. Leo Honeycutt, Ronna Gray, and I'm your host, Jim Brown, right here in the Common Sense Show. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt. Let's look at some of the news. Interesting things to look at. We found in Uniontown, Ohio, we've got a lot of listeners up in Ohio, police in northeastern Ohio said a couple broke into a home, washed their clothes, took a shower, made some coffee before the homeowner's relatives confronted them. They said, well, we just wanted to take a little break. We didn't see have any. We just wanted to have a good place to take a shower and hang out for a while. Broke into the home. Oh, and when the cops went out to the car, they did find a few things, the jewelry, a computer, credit cards, and a number of other things, the keys of a truck for the house.
If they had only just said, look, we're federal employees, the government is closed, and we need a place, then I would have gotten a little more sympathy.
You know, that is played up so much of and look, my heart goes out. You live paycheck to paycheck, and I understand that. We do that. But, you know, the time to be paid was January the 11th. That was the federal payday over that period of time. And so a lot of the folks that were hollering really didn't get to have a paycheck coming due until the 11th. But it's still something that needs to be addressed. And I'm not sure all these federal contractors that get so much money, I'm not anxious for them to be paid in the first place. We spend too darn much money. Having said that, some reasonable way has to come to put this down. Now, apparently they're going to vote this week sometime over the whole idea of putting a temporary budget together. And I'm told that there's 20 or 30 Republicans and they vote with the Democrats that will be enough to stop a presidential veto. So it's going to be real interesting to see that confrontation that's going to take place later on this week.
Now, Jim, I want to just point out one thing. Federal contractors are not all big defense contractors that are charging thousands of dollars for a screwdriver. Federal contractors, also janitors and cafeteria workers and people that do live paycheck to paycheck and are individuals, and they're not going to get their back pay like the federal employees will, not work, and then they'll get all their money back. It's definitely true that they've got the burden in the meantime where they've got to figure out how to pay rent, how to buy food, medicine. But these small federal contractors are not going to get that money, and it's just a loss to them.
Well, both sides seem to have dug in. I know Speaker Pelosi says, well, we're not going to go of that wall under any circumstances. The president says, without the wall, under any circumstances, I'll veto any legislation that comes up. So we're in a stalemate, and usually somebody blinks within a few days after these crises seem to come about. But nobody's been blinking so far, and it just seems irresponsible. There's not some way to confect some way to pay the employees you're talking about and still let a very lively debate take place about the wall. Ronna, you and I were on a TV show yesterday talking about this very issue, about the wall and how effective it's going to be, and is a wall something that is outmoded technology versus drones another way to address that wall? Maybe it is and maybe it isn't, but none of that debate's going on right now.
Right. I think the heroes can be some of the people who cross the aisle and reach compromise. You know, John McCain was kind of the lone maverick out there in the Senate, but there's a real opening for some of the Republican senators to sit down with some of the moderate Democrats, and you don't have Trump and Pelosi, but you have some of the others in the two bodies of Congress that could broker a deal. And I think that's where some people could really, and if you take Republicans that are elected in states that are not strongholds for the president, or maybe some that are not returning in 2020.
Well, we have the leadership and we have a White House that's both painted themselves into a corner.
Right.
And that's been going on for too long now. Now we have a true stalemate and their real lives are being affected by it.
Well, something's got to give, and I hope it gives here in the immediate future.
I just want the trash picked up at the national parks and the toilets cleaned and those sort of things. There are them open so people can go.
Do you remember the pictures from Greece a few years ago when they had a government shutdown?
Yes.
And they had trash that piled up for months?
Right.
It was horrible.
Yeah, this better not go months.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed and keep everybody posted. Postage rates going up. Not even 50-cent postage stamps anymore, but going up to 55 cents. And at first I said, my gosh, that's outrageous. Why are postage stamps going up? Then I got thinking about it. You know, it's a pretty neat system where I can put 55 cents on an envelope and send it 3,000 miles away, and it gets there in a couple of days. There's lots of problems with the post office.
Now, Jim, I've been actually buying stamps. Are you telling me that you put 55 cents? You take 55 cents on your envelope?
And when you got,
he just tapes a dollar bill.
When you've got about 20 grandchildren and great grandnieces and even my kids who need to be given some attention, emails are not the way to do it. You want to write them a letter addressing, asking them questions, telling them things you're doing. They love going. I've got a little granddaughter out in Hood River, Oregon, and when the mail comes, she's so excited, she runs to the mail slot to see if her grandfather, JB, or someone else might have sent her something in the mail. That's the highlight of her
day.
No,
you're right. Nothing beats a letter, a personal letter.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we email everything we do and text, and not even email anymore.
That's right. Emails are old now.
And I don't know if it's, maybe it is just age, but I can't write as well as I used to. The handwriting is almost, I had somebody say the other day, you should have been a doctor. We can't read your writing.
Yeah, but Leo, could you ever read your writing?
Somebody did.
Well, anyway, postage rates are going up. We're stuck with it. And you kind of wonder 10 years from now, with FedEx and UPS and all these services, will we even have the postage service anymore? Will they?
That's right.
Will it all be privatized? Will everything be privatized? The email and the communications by texting are becoming so prevalent now that, as Rhonda says, you're making fun of me writing a letter, but that may be the case. I don't like that. Just like I say, maybe a lot of businesses, you can just go with FedEx and everything like that, but I hope the post office hangs on.
I was not making fun of you writing a letter. I was coming, you said, I put 55 cents on a letter, and I was like, oh, I buy a stamp. I said that because when I was a kid, I used to tape a quarter to the envelope, and our rural mailman would take the quarter and go buy the stamp.
Wait,
and
we
put
did
the
that.
Sample
yeah,
for me.
We did that.
So
you're
that's
right.
What I'm saying. You're still taping money to letters. It still works.
And, as part of my little press, I've got something called the Lisbon Press that has published books by both Leo Honeycutt and Rhonda Gray. But way back when, I went and bought all these stamps. Tons of postage, and I never really use it because I take bulks of books to the post office and let them do it. So I've got 1 cent and 5 cents and 10 cent stamps galore. So when I send something out to the grandkids, it might have 25 stamps on there. 55 cents,
which adds to the weight, which means you have to put on more stamps.
More stamps, right?
Hope the post office doesn't
appreciate
that.
Those were the days.
So, hey, we got some really interesting guests on the show today. We hope you'll stay tuned. We're going to start off with Dr. David Barzak. He's a chiropractor, a doctor, and he's going to talk about some of the health trends going on in this country today. We all want to be healthy, getting a start for the new year. Stay tuned. We've got a lot more going on the Common Sense Show. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. I'm Jim Brown with Rhonda Gray and Leo Honeycutt. Hang on with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at thehandycity.com. That's thehandycity.com. I'll say it again, thehandycity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sauce le bon ton roulet. Let the good times roll. Yai!
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reportedly has plans to meet with the Saudi Crown Prince this weekend. Pompeo telling CBS he will be talking about the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi during a meeting that's part of his visit to Saudi Arabia starting today. Pompeo calling the murder outrageous and saying the U.S. will hold those responsible for his murder accountable. At least 7 traffic deaths are blamed on the snowstorm that's been impacting much of the country this weekend. Mark Chouinard of the National Weather Service says the St. Louis area was the hardest hit so far by the storm.
We had as much as 20 inches of snow reported across portions of eastern Missouri. That old system is pushing east now into the Ohio Valley and into the Mid-Atlantic.
Travel continues to be dangerous across much of the plains, the Midwest, South, and eastern parts of the nation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Here on the Common Sense Show, RadioCommonSense.com with Leo Honeycutt and Rhonda Gray. Glad you're joining us today. Now, it's the new year. We're trying to get healthy, but is that really as simple as kind of getting yourself on a diet? Americans are about 10 pounds heavier than they were just 15, 20 years ago. It's just amazing how the weight has increased. Dr. David Barzyk is joining us right now. He's a healthy living expert, happens to be a chiropractor, medically knowledge very, very well, and I've got his website and all the information about Dr. Barzyk on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. Hey there, Doc. Glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Look, you've written books about good health, and give us your perspective. What's happening in this country today? It seems like we're always looking for excuses. I know it's the holidays, and we got the fast food joints, but it just seems like, we always had people eating irresponsibly. I mean, Irish just ate potatoes most of their lives, and we've always had quirky eating habits, maybe because of your income levels. But it just seems like income, rather, whatever your income level is, people are less healthy today. Our life expectancy actually dropped a little bit last year. What's going on in this country? Why aren't we healthier, and what do you think we can do about it?
Well, Jim, the key to understand is that 75% of all health care costs in the United States are for preventable diseases. That should shock everybody, right? So 3 out of 4 dollars that Americans spend on health care is something that we can prevent. And we can prevent fairly easily. And these are big things, like the big three are diabetes, heart disease, and yes, most cancers are from bad habits that we have. Not all of them. We're always going to have the extremes that we can't explain, but we know that these three things are related to diet and activity, and stress. So I think you're right that every culture, food defines part of the culture, right? You talked about the Irish. We talked, down in the South, and there's some problems with food. Italians had heavy food, but here of late, we're gaining more weight, as you discussed. The obesity rate and overweight rate is off the charts in the United States. So, and I think it really stems more from lack of activity than foods changing dramatically. We've had an uptick in some fast foods and all that, but that's been around for a long time. But if you think about it in terms of activity a generation ago, and these things sometimes take decades to kind of bear out, but a generation ago, we were an agricultural society, right? Everybody got their food from growing it or having it on their location. So they had to work the farm. They had to go out and move their bodies in order to do their work and get their food. And now we're in this information technology age. We're all sitting dramatically more at school, at work, and we come home from work and we're tired because we're sitting. So we sit and watch more TV on the screen and we get even more tired. So I think for me, it starts with increasing the physical activity first before you do anything with your diet.
The whole tech generation with video and video games, with iPhones, iPads, all that kind of thing that our kids at such a yearly age. I went into someone's house the other day and they had three kids. All three kids were on an iPad watching movies. And when I went back a week later, that's what they were doing, sitting there watching movies. Are we actually hurting our kids by letting them be so obsessed with the technology and not urging them to get outside and play?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, the average youth between the ages of 6 and 16 in the United States spends 7 hours per day on some type of screen, whether it be a smartphone, smart pad, laptop, computer, TV, video games, movies, whatever, 7 hours in total. A lot of the schools are going to digital books, right? So I think, and not just think, but the research shows that childhood obesity is a bigger problem than it's ever been because of lack of activity. And, you know, we got kids getting diabetes, not type 1 diabetes, to be clear. Type 1 diabetes is the kind you're born with. Type 2 is adult onset, and we have younger people getting type 2 diabetes and having all the risks associated with that from lack of activity and poor diet. So not only that, but brain function, there's been some studies that have shown that kids today lack social skills that we used to have as humans because they're not interacting with people as much anymore. So we're lacking the ability to read facial expressions and such, which is a huge part of human life.
What's your book, Wellness Wake Up Call, all about? What are you telling us to do in the new book? What are you suggesting?
Well, it's just promoting awareness that and I call it Wellness Wake Up Call because most of the time, when people are scared into changing their behavior, it's a catastrophic event, a wellness wake up call, meaning somebody was diagnosed with heart disease or cancer in their family, or they were, and then they go, oh my gosh, we got to change our life now. And the point is, if you get to a catastrophic event, you've probably ignored dozens or hundreds of small warnings that you've chosen to put a Band-Aid over and ignore instead of changing your behavior. So the book allows you to read a chapter. There's a challenge in it. If you struggle with the challenge, that's a wellness wake-up call. Here's what you can do to fix it. So it's a very easy read, and I just want people to understand that we have the power that we need to change our life and our health. Remember, the first wealth is health. If you don't have that, later on, you don't have anything.
You know, I can tell you personally, I've always prided myself of being extremely healthy and active. And I had a little spell with my back that really acted up on it fairly severely, the worst I've ever had. And for about a month, I just didn't feel like doing anything. I mean, nothing. Finally came around. I'm pretty much back to normal now. But you're right. You can have all the money in the world. You can have every advantage you want and think you're very happy. And a health wake-up can sure change your life, can't it, Doc?
It sure can, and what I want people to not do is wait until it's an event that we can't get out of, right? The human body has an incredible ability to heal itself, and we need to tap into those things, and we tap into those healing powers by giving your body the right amount of food, nutrition, hydration, stimulation. And when I say stimulation, my book is Brain, Body, Spirit. So we have to stimulate the brain, we've got to exercise the body, and we've got to stimulate our spirit, because in order to be truly healthy, we have to have that trilogy in place, because if one of them is off, then we're going to have some type of ailment. If we have two of those off, then we got big troubles.
Well, there's a balance in life. You point that out well. Now, look, I was really glad to see the Girl Scouts are trying to help with the health crisis. All their cookies are out for sale right now. They've got a new one out this year, Doc. I thought you'd be interested in knowing. It's called Caramel Chocolate Chip Cookie, Rich Caramel Semi-Sweet Chocolate Chips, and a Hint of Sea Salt in a Chewy Cookie. That really makes you want to go out there and work out and have lettuce for lunch, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. It makes you wonder a little. So they do offer, the Girl Scouts offer some that are gluten-free, which is kind of a new thing that just understand that gluten-free doesn't necessarily mean good for you, right? So I think this goes into the area of moderation, right? So I'm not going to tell you not to eat cookies, right? Because sometimes a couple of cookies is a nice treat. But if you're eating cookies every day, yeah.
We're out of time already. Want to have you back again. I've got a ton of questions about staying healthy. The book WellnessWakeUp.com, Wellness Wake Up Calls on our website at RadioCommonSense.com shows the website for Dr. David Barzyk. Doc, glad to have you on the show. Happy New Year to you. We'll hope to talk to you again in the near future.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the time. Have a great day.
Take care. Interesting guy talking about it. Just a little common sense. The name of our show, a little common sense of what you eat. Hey, freshen up your coffee. We've got another interesting guest coming on right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The year
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, I want to talk a little bit about workplace violence. Rhonda Gray and Leo Heidegger are with me. We don't have any violence in our workplace, but it is a problem.
Not yet, anyway.
Well, Sharon Barrett is joining us here right now. She is someone who's been deeply concerned, and she's a mental health network expert. All the information about Sharon is on our radio show, which you can find at RadioCommonSense.com. Rhonda, I want you to talk a little bit to Sharon about how prevalent is the problem of workplace violence.
Sharon, welcome to the Common Sense Radio Show. This is Rhonda. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Rhonda. I'm fine. It's actually a beautiful day here in Denver.
Oh, great. Well, I'm amazed at the statistics on what we're going to talk about today. People might think some of the most violent workplaces, or maybe someplace like if you work in law enforcement, or we used to say work at the post office, because there seem to be people losing their cool there. But I think they will be blown away to hear that about 75% of all workplace violence works in a workplace that you're very familiar with, and that's the healthcare industry. Am I right?
That's correct.
Now, for our listeners, Sharon has a master's degree in public health from the University of Texas and worked for, I believe, about 30 years, right, Sharon, as a physician's assistant?
Correct.
And you were actually assaulted in the workplace. Can you tell us about that?
I was assaulted in the workplace. It was in an academic hospital, and it was done by my department administrator. She just became totally enraged at me over the fact that I went in and I admitted that I had made a statistical error on my NIH grant that I submitted and that I needed to withdraw the grant because I didn't think I could correct the error. And I was told the next day by one of my bosses that, yes, indeed, you can correct the error. Just go ahead and here's how you do it. But in the meantime, because I went in and I told her that I needed to withdraw the grant, she became enraged and within seconds was at my throat with her hand around my neck trying to asphyxiate me.
Oh, my gosh, that's unbelievable. And she was actually trying to strangle you. And what happened to her? What kind of discipline was she given for this?
None.
None.
What?
That's amazing. Now, Sharon, in addition to the horrific experience of being physically assaulted by one of your departmental people, you've seen violence in the healthcare workplace, among others, as I understand. Tell us where it shows itself the most. Is it physicians? Is it nurses? Is it residents? Is this happening with the new people coming in, or is it all through the healthcare industry?
It's from the time that medical students or third-year students and starting their clinical rotations all the way up through senior physicians. It's also with the nursing students all the way up through the senior nursing administrators. It's broad-based. There's no one specific area that doesn't have it versus another area that does have it.
And are you seeing hospitals do anything to address this? I mean, I think patients like myself would be shocked to hear that the people that we're trusting our lives to behind the scenes are choking each other.
Well, the problem happens to be that hospital administrators, like there's a situation that I know of down in Florida of a physician who was basically bullied by his hospital administrators because they say, you were supposed to do so many surgical procedures per week, per month type thing, and if you don't meet your quota, then we're going to, you know, come after you and take money away from you and who knows what all they bullied him with. And he was trying to be a whistleblower to the FBI because there's healthcare fraud going on, insurance fraud going on. And that's what they were wanting. They were wanting the insurance monies to keep the hospital running. So they were forcing him to do procedures that were not necessary at all. They could have been handled medically. And subsequently, he had to leave the hospital, and he lost his position because he was being a whistleblower. And that's what the medical institutions, the medical culture does to you, is that if you become a whistleblower, or if you say this is wrong or that is wrong, they get rid of you, they fire you, and they ruin your recommendations so that you can't find another job.
Hmm. Well, Sharon, that's really a shame. I'm sorry you personally experienced that trauma and that problem, and I'm glad you took the time to bring it to us today. We really appreciate that. Sharon, thanks for being with us. So I'd like to go into maybe some of the issues in more depth later on, but we'll get back in touch with you and go from there. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
All right. Bye-bye.
My best to you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care. Lady was physically assaulted. I think that's terrible. I just wonder how unique it is. In other words, you can say to some degree, there's problems in every industry. You know, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs. And so, and I'm sure in the tension of medicine and doctors working long hours and nurses, and there's, you know, there is workplace problems that sometimes lead to violence.
And I think that's one of the things they have done to address it. You know, residents used to work under horrific sleep deprivation, and they had a patient death, I think, back in the 90s or so. You had medical residents working 120 hours a week. So they've lowered it, big deal, to 80. But at least you're not having these people being sort of like abused in positions where they've got to then go take care of someone who might be in a life-threatening position. So I think there's a lot to be done, and she's, I guess, now that she's able to talk about it, her whistleblower herself talking about some of these things.
Well, that's certainly one part of the whole change in our society, whether it be the Me Too movement, for example. I think the fact of treating everyone equally across the board is something that we all, most of us, agree with. And so issues like this, individual issues, are coming out more and more, where in the past maybe the person said, well, look, I don't want to lose my job, maybe just better suck it up and not say anything.
Well, there's such a focus on bullying in schools with younger kids and all. I think a lot of the listeners will be shocked to hear that there's bullying in the workplace, but I just don't think we expected our healthcare professionals, doctors, to be bullying, nurses to be bullying other nurses, and Well, it needs to be a lot of education when you're dealing with the public, and that's what they do.
No doubt about it. So, well, I hope we see more focus, more concern, and more response. And boy, you're seeing it. Kevin Spacey, good gosh, I thought he was an icon. I see he was arraigned up in Nantucket this past year for sexual assault, this past week. And so people that you would think would almost be immune from that kind of thing or would buy the person off now are right in the forefront of being charged. And and out of all that, hopefully, will come some positive change that will let us all just treat each other better and on a more equal footing.
But on the other
hand, when you've got Congress, though, that bullies...
Right.
I mean, on a daily basis, we're seeing the bullying right now between the two factions in the Congress and the White House.
And how much did Congress pay out for
sexual harassment?
For sexual harassment, where our taxpayers' funds were used to pay off those who were complaining about harassment by members of Congress.
Exactly.
So, and in fact, I'm sure we got some folks up in Washington, D.C., since we just added them as a station up there today on 101.7 FM WWDC. Oh, my gosh. What is he talking about that for?
Yeah, they just switched the channel on us.
Well, hopefully the problem is going to be put to rest.
A lot of these things that used to be common sense, your Common Sense Radio Show, now are going to have to actually be written into law, that if you're a lawmaker and you sexually harass your employees, you're going to have to pay for this yourself. Pay the consequences, not the taxpayer.
Yeah, good luck in getting that passed anytime soon.
Exactly.
Yeah, but sure. Why is that the obligation of the taxpayers?
You're right. It's not the obligation of the taxpayers.
Yeah.
And why did we pay it? That's what I'd like to know.
And it's not just the harasser that is not treating taxpayers correctly. It's all the members of Congress that go along with it. You know, they all go. They're the ones who have to appropriate the money. I guess there's a line item there to pay for sexual harassment claims against members of Congress, $5 million, whatever it happens to be. I mean, it's every single member of Congress that agreed to go along with something like that.
Now when you call up a congressional member, you know, you have, like, to speak to him, press 1. To file a sexual harassment charge, press 2.
Right on. Leo, join me. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. Hope you'll go to the site, kind of check things out there a little bit. Is everything we say offensive? Can you watch Steinfeld? Now there's a charge that the whole Steinfeld TV series is...
Seinfeld. It's Seinfeld.
I was close. Like throwing hand grenades. I was close. We'll come back and talk about this very thing right after this message. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynovite.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.